You and Grant for breakfast.
Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We are catching up with the coach of the Pioneers this morning, Richard Hill. Marlo is in the studio with me.
Good morning, coach. How's things?
A bit chilly, Milo. Ewan, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, the absolute minimum Mount Gambier in the 50s was -4, so we've got a bit of a way to go. No doubt the ice house has been good in the mornings for training and getting the boys moving quick.
They can't wait to get down there. They just absolutely love it. Just on a quick one, we'll have the heaters going in there tonight early to get it warmed up for our patrons, so it won't be too bad.
Yeah, and we'll give an icy reception to the Geelong Supercats, of course. Now, obviously, everyone's done the permutations, computations, and really it's very simple, Hilly, isn't it? Keep winning.
I reckon that's what we've got to do, Milo. It's in our hands. I think if we win them all, we'll get a berth. Who knows where that'll be? Could be anywhere from fourth to eighth. So it's a crazy scenario for all of those teams. It'll be a huge weekend for everyone. We get it out of the way quickly tonight. So we'll know whether we're alive and kicking after tonight.
And Geelong, last time we played them, they got a 72-62. What do they roll up with and how do we shape up against them?
They're pretty much the same team, except they're like everyone. They're playing a better amount than what they were in the first game of the year. They've been pretty good. I think they've won 5 out of their last 6, and they're playing some good basketball. They're one of those teams that right in the hunt. They would feel if they play well, they can win a championship, and we feel a bit the same. And we know that if we don't play well, and they're the same, they could easily be bundled out as well. They could lose a couple of games now in the next 2 weeks, and they could miss the playoffs. So it's vital for everybody now.
And every team has niggles. You don't get through a season unless you play properly without a few niggles, aches and pains, etc. So that'll be a bit of a leveller. Just a quick update, Sam McDaniel, how's he travelling?
He was travelling okay. Training Wednesday until the last little bit. He tweaked his ankle again, so yeah, he won't be on court tonight. We were hopeful. We were pretty hopeful. He'd done a great job of moving what looked like a 4-week injury back to a couple, but it looks like a bit, we get through tonight, we're pretty confident he'd be okay to go next weekend.
Coach Richard Hill, everyone's going to get out there and cheer the Pioneers on. They're our only team in a national competition. We know the boys will give it 110%. Good luck, and I hope we're on song tonight.
Need to be shooting the ball well tonight, Milo, and it'll all be happening.
You and Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.